Today's library isn't what it used to be. While parents still can take their young children to read or check out books, the method of delivery is changing at a rapid pace, especially for adults who just want to read but don't want to make a trek to a library branch. Online operations of libraries have been growing over the past several years, and the Pima County Public Library System even has a dedicated name for its online services, the Virtual Library. Jen Maney is the manager of the 5.5-person operation, which includes the website, catalog, databases, and internal sites.
Your reference collection is probably half the size, maybe even less than it was 10 years ago, because you can get that digitally, and instead of buying, we have 27 branches, 27 sets of an encyclopedia, we can buy the encyclopedia online and everyone can access it from the computer.
The library also has been advancing technology to allow owners of e-readers, smartphones, and tablet computers to check out books without leaving their homes. However, Maney says many people don't understand that e-books are licensed like paper books. One license, one copy. So there won't be an endless supply of popular books. Even with the explosion of digital books, journals, and magazines, Maney says she doesn't expect paper items to go away anytime soon.
You know, I'm not of the opinion that it'll be 3 years before everything's digital. I think we're going to have a generation of transition here because people still like to read paper. So we still get consumer reports in paper. We get it online. So we're not trying to replace everything we get in paper with things we get online. But eventually, maybe a generation down the line, everything might be digital. I mean, when publishers realize how expensive it is to print all that stuff.
Now here's the point where the disagreement begins, even among the virtual library staff. To counter Maney's argument that paper will be around for a long time is Sean Flecken, Pima County Public Library's electronic resources librarian. He says the paper collection already is starting to disappear, and it won't be long before much of it is gone.
I will start with magazines and journals as it already has. Popular fiction will probably follow. Actually, I suppose academic nonfiction will probably be the next big thing to go, followed by the popular titles.
Flecken says the delicate balance right now is finding the sweet spot in the digital divide.
Some people think of the library almost exclusively digital. They use the digital books, they do their research on databases, and they would just as soon not come into a building. However, there are many who do come into the buildings, and every day we're telling people, did you know you can find this online from home without having to come down here? Here's how you do it. And that's a lot of the training that we do. So it's a mix.
Flecken says the online collection at the library includes tens of thousands of journals and more than 10,000 digital books, a number that is growing fast, but still lagging far behind the more than 600,000 paper books in circulation. Does that mean fewer physical spaces down the road? Flecken says yes, but virtual library manager Jen Maney says no, while conceding the use of the spaces may change with more of a focus on the library being a community center. Circulation aside, the Pima County Public Library also was at the forefront of social media, with a librarian dedicated to just that task. She is Lisa Bunker, who helps maintain the library's presence on Facebook and Twitter.
Every day I have conversations with people and have a chance to tell stories about the library and what we do using our own voice. Every day there's something that I share with my coworkers, people telling me what a great time they had in story time, or how much they love a new service, or that kind of thing. Of course, they're complaining too, and that's important to listen and be out there when people don't have an optimal experience coming into the library or are confused about something that just doesn't seem right.
You can find links to the library's social media sites at the bottom of its website, library.pima.gov. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.